I know we're all guilty of lying in bed, scrolling through this new website we just discovered with the cutest clothes, adding it all to cart, and then remembering your wallet is in the living room and you don't want to get out of bed to go find your credit card number. So then you head to the checkout in hopes that you see that purple shop button. And there it is, the iconic purple Shop Pay button that has all of your payment and shipping information saved, saving you time while you get to stay cozy in bed. Well, that's Shopify. And there's a reason so many businesses sell with it, because Shopify makes everything easier, from checkout to creating your own storefront. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rhode to brands just getting started. It gives you that leg up from day one with hundreds of beautiful, ready-to-go templates to express your brand style. You could tackle all of the important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more, including spreading the word on your brand with built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And as for that iconic purple Shop Pay button, it's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. Shopify.com/forthegirls. The holidays are on their way, and it's never too early to get your shopping done. So why not have fun with it? Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll find products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. I found the perfect customizable gift for the foodies in my life and immediately added to cart. It's a personalized family recipe serving board that you could either hand write and scan a recipe onto or type it on, and it is so special. And of course, I had to get myself a little something because I found this Christmas movie play-along card game, and I cannot wait to play this on our Christmas movie marathon nights, which you know we will have plenty of. Uncommon Goods just has something for everyone, from parents to kids and teens, from book lovers to football fans, all of your family and friends, and even you yourself are covered. And with every purchase you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/forthegirls. That's uncommongoods.com/forthegirls for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today's episode is going to be a little different. I don't even know what I'm really going to say, so I very much might be fumbling over my words. I've been in the process of writing up notes for an episode for this week, but today as I sit here, because I normally record on Thursdays, today is September 11th, and, you know, I'm trying to, like, get my flow going with the episode and whatnot, like, because I had the idea earlier this week, but now as I'm sitting here, like, to finalize and record, it just, like, it feels phony, and it feels just, like,
inauthentic to try to just like put out a podcast episode like on some sort of topic, whatever, like when I just feel like today's just a hard day. It's hard to articulate the fun stuff and like get into other conversations when it's just like, I don't know. Like I bear with me because I don't really know how I want to like word what I'm trying to say, but I think that what I'm feeling right now, because today, September 11, 2025, and the past 24, you know, years of this day has always been a very hard day for me. I mean, 2001, I truthfully, I know a lot of you girls that listen to this are young, so you may have been like born at that time. But for me, I was in the first grade. So I would say I was 7 years old. If I wasn't seven yet, I was about to turn seven. You know, I was in the first grade and I will just never forget that day. Like, I don't want to like get so much into the details and the nitty gritty of like everything. But my point is that why I'm saying this is that I personally can say that 24 years straight, like this day is always a very hurtful day. Like I'm very sad. Like I just feel very sad and I feel so traumatized by it. But what's happening in the world, because so much evil has happened since then, quite frankly, I just think the world has gotten darker and darker and darker. I mean, 9/11 was the darkest day of most people's lives, you know, in this country, or at least, you know, on the East Coast, in New York, whatever. But you wouldn't think like that it could get worse, you know, but like in so many ways, it just kind of has. Like, I just feel like over the past however many years, like people have gotten, one, people are just getting away with evil. So like, that's why I feel like so much more is happening, because people aren't seeing like punishment and repercussions and people are feeling entitled. I don't know what it is. People are just feeling invincible, unstoppable. And the world is just crazy. It's crazy. But because of that, where I'm getting at is that I feel like we as a society have become so desensitized. And I think that's what's scaring me the most. I shared a post on my Instagram story today that I would like to read. It's not my words, it's somebody else's. So when I open it, I'll give the credit and I'll read it to you. But it's like, it was everything that I've been feeling put into words. Like, you know, when you just like something just hits you and you're like, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to feel. And I think that what scares me the most right now is that like, I get to, which is such a weird way to word this, like still feel horrified by something that happened 24 years ago. But then I also simultaneously on a daily basis am scrolling through social media and seeing more and more and more and more, like common all the time, frequent horrific acts as well. And it's, you don't even think about it for more than 5 minutes because you like scrolled, you watched, and then you kept scrolling. You know what I mean? Like, and it's freaking me out. Like, I feel weird about how normalized tragedy is like becoming and horrific things are becoming. And like, I don't, like I'm saying, bear with me because I'm like just so confused on like my feelings right now. Like, I don't know like when that turning point happened, excuse me. I don't know when that turning point happened where like, we're just like, well, this is the world that we live in. Like, well, this is society. This is life. Like compared to back in the day, like when something happened, it was like the whole world mourned with us and the sadness like loomed, you know, for days, and it took time to repair and to heal. And like now it's just like another day, another instant, instance, you know what I mean? Like, no, that's not the word I was saying. Another incident. Sorry, I'm saying instance. Sorry. Another day, another incident. You know, like, what is that? And why are we okay with becoming desensitized? Because for me, like, there's no such thing as even like happiness without pain and suffering. And that might sound weird, but it's like you only know one because of the other. Like, you only know happiness and wholeness and joy and all that good stuff because you know also what it feels like to be hurt and to be in pain and to be traumatized and to suffer and vice versa. Like, you know when something feels really sad and hurtful and painful and whatever because you know how it feels to be happy. But like, as humans, we're becoming like a flat line. Like, we're becoming so neutralized to everything. It even goes to like materialistic things and like getting amazing things. Like, do we even have gratitude for the good things that we have? Because we like want something so bad and then we get it, but then social media shares the next best thing. And then we want that thing too. So it's like, are we even feeling joy anymore either? Like, what are we feeling? Like, I just feel like the world is so neutral that it's like, you can't even sit on a good thing for too long because then you get bored of that because there's the comparison game and someone else has something bigger and better. And then you see that and then you want that. So it's like, even down to the little things, like the clothes in our closet. I have a fully maxed out closet. And I'm talking about, I have nothing to wear. I have no clothes. Like we don't even sit with what we have. And then we don't even sit with tragedy. Like, we don't even sit with these things long enough because we're just so neutralized and desensitized to just keep on going and keep on scrolling. And that post that I talked about that I want to share is, okay, so I don't follow this person. It just happened to come up for me. But Dr. Raymond Nichols is the account. And this is what it says. I don't even know where to start. Something is deeply wrong and we all feel it, even if we don't say it out loud. We're watching people get murdered in public and no one even flinches. A woman is stabbed to death on a bus. A man is killed in front of a crowd. And people record it like it's just another trending video. Those videos go viral and we just keep scrolling like it's normal. Like, this is life now. This has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with left or right or red or blue. This is about humanity and the fact that we're losing it. We're watching life lose value right in front of our eyes and barely blinking. We've made evil look casual. We've made pain entertaining. And the scary part, most people don't even feel it anymore. You were never meant to be a witness to someone's final breath and then laugh at a TikTok. That sentence, like, it got me. I'm actually like even choked up saying it right now. When I read that sentence hit me because why is that happening? Why is my For You page seeing this poor girl who got stabbed and killed on the bus? And then I scroll and I'm watching, you know, a funny video or I'm watching a recipe. Same thing that just happened to Charlie Kirk. Why am I seeing this assassination at a rally and then scroll and it's someone sharing their outfit of the day? This is what I'm talking about. This is scary. This is so scary. I'm going to read that sentence again. You were never meant to witness someone's final breath and then laugh at a TikTok. You weren't built for that. Your soul wasn't designed to hold that kind of weight and then move on like it's nothing. This isn't just about tech. This is trauma. This is spiritual damage. We're overstimulated, underconnected, and completely shut down inside. We're seeing everything and feeling nothing. And that should break your heart. We can't keep pretending this is okay. We can't keep watching darkness and calling it just the world we live in, quote unquote. You can't fight evil if you're entertained by it. You can't protect life if you no longer feel its value. We've made reverence look outdated. We've made apathy look normal. We're losing parts of us that make us human, and we're doing it one scroll at a time. And then there's a couple more things he said. It says, this post isn't for attention. It's for remembrance. to remind everyone who's reading this, you still have a soul. You're allowed to feel again. You're allowed to break down and say, this isn't right. You're allowed to turn away from the chaos and choose peace, but you have to fight for it now because this world wants to numb you until there's nothing left to protect. I don't have all the answers. I'm not pretending to, but I know this. We were never meant to live this way. Numb, scared, angry, empty. We were made to feel, to protect, to love, to care, and it's not too late to return to that. You don't have to fix everything, but please don't let this world steal your humanity. Don't lose your soul trying to survive a system that's already dead inside. And it's so, I mean, there's so much that goes on. The school shootings, everything that's going on in these other countries, in third world countries, in Gaza and Israel, and all of these things that go on in the world. And like, listen, I don't talk about these things online because that's not my job. That's not what I do. Like, I deal with those things in my own privacy, and I learn about these things in my own privacy, and I express my emotions in my own privacy because that's not what I built a platform on. So I'm not even, this episode isn't political. I'm not even talking about these things or sharing my own beliefs or opinions. Like, it's irrelevant because no one should even care what I think. At the end of the day, I'm just stunned by all of it and like where it's gotten us to a point of like I said, like it being normal. And like, I don't want to ever feel, excuse me again, I don't ever want to feel desensitized to tragedy, to insanely scary things. When I watched that video of the girl on the bus, I don't know what part was more horrifying. The act itself of her being killed, point blank, or the people that were sitting on the bus doing nothing, looking at her, looking away, looking down at their phone, picking their head back up, getting off at their stop. And it's hard to like say what you would do, right? Because you weren't there. I think I would have been extremely, extremely scared because that's another thing. It's like people don't want to get involved because they're scared that they are gonna, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, like if I get involved, what if I end up dead? Like, you know, not everyone wants to be a martyr. Not everyone wants to be that kind of hero. I get it. I don't either. I'm not ready either. So I get it. But the guy got off the bus from what I see. He did what he did. And then like he got up off the bus. And then the girl sat there in her last few seconds of life. She looked up at him like, holy shit, what just happened to me? She started sobbing because in that moment, that's all, like, one, she's in pain. Two, I'm sure she knew that she was like dying, you know? So she just starts sobbing and then she just stops crying. She just falls over and dies. Why did I watch that? Why did I see that? Why is that on TikTok? Like, why is that on social media? Why did I see that and then continue on with my day? Like, that is not, that should not be life. And the way that those people watch, and not one person got up. Not one person got up. Like I said, the guy got off the bus. No one went over. No one screamed and said, somebody call 911. Nobody even did call 911. No one picked up the phone. Okay, you want to be afar? You don't want to go into the scene because you're petrified? Then in your private spot behind there, you know, in the corner, pick up the phone and call 911. Nobody called 911. Nobody yelled, help. Nobody, nothing. And it's horrifying because I think the reality is like we see this every day. And like that post said, like this is the world. This is how the world is these days. We see it every day.
Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off. You girls know I'm always sharing my latest book recommendations, and I have to tell you about the book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. You wouldn't think a romance starring a demon hero could feel cozy, but it could. This is a light paranormal romance with a grumpy sunshine dynamic, one of the biggest fan favorite reader tropes, and I mean it quite literally. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a forgotten past. It's forbidden love, found family, and pure popcorn reading fun. Think fantasy, but rom-com. I was laughing out loud and totally swooning by the end. This one is perfect for spooky season, but without the dark vibes. Just humor, heart, and heat, because of course us girls love a little bit of spice. This was one of those books where I picked it up one night planning to read just a few chapters, but then ended up staying up until 2 a.m. because I could not stop. So Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is on sale now wherever books are sold, and you've got to make sure to grab the gorgeous deluxe edition before it's gone. Calling all the girls who love a spicy romance novel, it is time to binge read the Second Son series from bestselling author Emily Rath. I just read the second book of the trilogy, His Grace the Duke, and this one is complete with not one, but three very different suitors. Each one will try anything, risk anything, and be anything our leading lady needs. But as for her, she can't help but wonder, why choose? I wasn't just reading, I was blushing, laughing, and fanning myself quite a lot. It's smart, sexy, and gives you all the emotional payoff with none of the outdated tropes. I am telling you girls, this ultra steamy book is not your mother's Regency romance. If you love the humor and heart of Jane Austen and the sexy vibes of Bridgerton, this series is definitely for you. Re-releasing with a gorgeous new cover and sprayed edges, His Grace the Duke is available wherever books are sold starting October 28th. I recently just talked on the show about wanting to try some gummies, and guess what I found? Organic, farm-grown, never lab-made, ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. I have a Bliss gummy during the daytime for a clean, simple boost when I need clear focus, and a Snoozers gummy when it's time to wind down and actually end the day. The philosophy is simple. Great ingredients, real botanicals, nothing extra. It feels clean and intentional, and it fits right into my schedule. You've got to see for yourself. Grab 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code FORTHEGIRLS. That's secretnature.com, code FORTHEGIRLS.
I can't go into the city and feel safe and whatever. Like, every time I go into the city, I'm just like expecting the worst. You know, I'm anticipating seeing some form of a crime happen. I'm anticipating seeing some sort of craziness. And it's like, what is that? Today, actually, we're going for our marriage license. So That's why I have makeup on, because I put my makeup on for the appointment. But like today we're doing that. And it's like such a exciting thing. It's, you know, a great memory for your wedding. And it's obviously a monumental, like it's a big pivotal point, you know, in that. And I'm just like, I don't like, I feel sad. Like, I just feel like, what is going on? Like even that, it's like today is 9/11. Typically on this day, I don't like to do anything. I usually spend the morning really upset. Sometimes I put on when they are reading the names, you know, the 9/11 memorial where they read the name of every single person who passed away. For those of you who don't know, my aunt passed away. Only up until fairly recently, I wore a bracelet with her name on it. Since 2001, they had them made right away. That it was like a metal bracelet, which I think the metal came from like the rubble of, you know, the buildings and whatnot. I'm pretty sure that's how they were made. And it says her name on it. I have the bracelet, obviously, but I wore it until 2023. And, well, I could really explain in like two kind of reasons why. One was because then my mother gave me a bracelet that I also wear often, but I take off every now and then because it's like a big charm bracelet. My mother gave me a bracelet that was my grandmother's necklace. I told a whole story about this a couple of times. Lost it, found it, please. Terrible. And when I finally got that bracelet, I wanted to wear it because I waited a long time for that, you know, from when it was my grandmother's necklace. And I started to feel a little like eerie vibes, like I'm wearing two like memorial bracelets, you know, like two people who have passed away. Like I'm wearing it every day, which keep in mind, I actually already have a tattoo for both my aunt and my grandmother because it was my aunt and my grandmother from my dad's side. So I did a tattoo of them together that says Forever Young, which was my aunt's favorite song, Forever Young by Rod Stewart. And there's angel wings around it. And the angel wings is my grandmother. My grandmother's name was Angelina. The charm bracelet actually has an angel on it because like she loved angels. She always wore angels. That was like her thing, angel being in her name. So it was like the Forever Young with the angel wings to dedicate to both of them. So I have that right here on my arm. So I felt like the two bracelets, the tattoo, it was like a lot. Like it was giving me like, I don't really want to carry so much of this physically, literally, figuratively, every day. It's a little like upsetting, you know? So I stopped wearing the 9/11 bracelet. That was only 2 years ago. So I wore that for 22 years, the same bracelet since the first grade. And I don't even remember where I was going with this. Okay, anyway, I had to regain myself there. Got a little off track. But typically, I don't like to do anything on this day. There have been a few times where obligations have fallen on 9/11. And I always hate that. And I always say like, never again, never again, never again. Like, I just want to spend the day in mourning, you know, like in that feeling of just like really remembering and just honoring. I don't know. Yeah, I guess like, I don't know. And my aunt is not the only person I lost that day. Being from Staten Island there, we all lost so many people. She was direct to me, my family, but also other people that I know, friends, parents, friends, relatives, people's older siblings that were, you know, firefighters, or my aunt worked in the building. So there was just, you know, so many people. The crazy thing is I could name 20 people I know, you know, that were killed in 9/11. So, you know, that's why it's such a hard day. But with that being said, what happened with the appointment being today was that we've been trying to get a Friday. And so the town hall, whatever it is, that does the marriage licenses, they do summer Fridays. So they close at 1 o'clock. So we can't go. My fiance works. And that was the next available day and time that they offered us was today. And it was one of those things that's kind of like, is it a sign? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to take it. I was like, do I say no? Because I don't want to, I don't want to like do this kind of thing on this day. Or do I say maybe this means something, you know? And so I have to do it on this day, you know? And it's weird. Speaking of, okay, now I just gave myself the chills with what I'm about to say. Speaking of my aunt who passed away in 9/11 and my grandmother who passed away, both being on my dad's side that I have the bracelets and the matching tattoo for. Listen to this. This is crazy. Today, 9/11, the day that my aunt passed away, I'm getting my marriage license. I also recently just realized, I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast because I realized this a couple weeks ago, but I did not realize this back then. My fiance and I got engaged on the day that my grandmother passed away. December 14th. The date, not the day. It was not the same day. If my grandmother passed away that day, I would have realized it. The date, I'm sorry. So December 14th, 2018 is when my grandmother passed away. And then December 14th, 2024 is when I got engaged. And obviously that day was such a high, like that morning, I knew it was my grandmother's anniversary. But as soon as we got engaged, it was like that thought just kind of like went out of my head and went out the window. And I just completely forgot about it. And then in the high of being engaged, and then we moved, and then we planned the wedding, and like just a million things going on. Like, it just, I forgot. I truly, innocently, forgive me, Grandma, forgot. And then a couple weeks ago, whether I was like talking about my grandmother or whatever, because my grandmother's birthday is Christmas Eve. So she passed away 10 days before her birthday. So, you know, and I had said something about it being like my grandmother died right before her birthday, December 14th. And then I was like, oh my God, I got engaged on my grandmother's death anniversary. Like it didn't hit me. Two, I didn't realize. Three, like now I'm freaked out. Like I got engaged on the day that my grandmother passed away, the date, and I'm getting my marriage license on the day that my aunt passed away. I'm freaked out. But like, these are the things that I guess make me feel good in spite of feeling awful. Like, this whole episode is just a bunch of rumble. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just like, I don't know. I couldn't put a proper thought together and put an episode out that would be anything that I really care to talk about, aside from the fact that like I just never want to lose these feelings of like caring and hurting and being sensitive. I don't ever want to stop being sensitive. I want to continue to feel everything. And I'm going to try harder to do that because we're all a victim of society, you know? And so we all have fallen into the whole, that's just the way the cookie crumbles these days. That's just life. And I don't want to get there any further than I already have. So this one is for the girls who don't want to become desensitized. This is one is for the girls who feel confused and scared and don't know, feel empty, just like don't know what they even feel. Like, if that's you, I'm with you. We are one. You can message me. We could talk. We might have nothing to say, but we could just talk about whatever this nothingness is. And I just wanted to connect and just like be real. You know, I didn't want to like give advice today, and like it's just not where I'm at right now. I'm just like, I just feel sad, and I just was hoping that you guys would listen, because this is kind of like my online diary, and maybe someone is with me on that, like on these feelings. So I hope that we can all connect, empathize with one another. And with each other, I hope that we all can feel each other's feelings. I feel like that's the most important thing right here, right now, is like being there for each other, loving and respecting humans, and never losing sight of humanity ever. So this one was not an episode that I think you girls would enjoy, but maybe an episode that would make you feel like, okay, it's not just me. Because it's not just you. You're not alone, and we're all on the same page today and every day, okay? I appreciate you girls listening. Thank you so much for listening. Next time, I will be back with a better, happier episode, I promise. So until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.